Hello everyone, welcome to Engineered Unicorns, my new book podcast, and you get fantastic book recommendations from an engineer's perspective, because I'm an engineer by day. I specialize in transportation, sustainable transportation to be exact, and in the evening I don't want to have any more to do with the realities of life. So to enjoy myself, I read fantasy, mostly fun fantasy. I don't like high fantasy. I like more the amusing parts, like from Terry Pratchett or Gail Carriger, which are my favorite authors. And so, you know, in what way in this podcast will be. So I'm a complete mood reader, which means I tend to read several books at the same time. For example, I always read one non-fiction book and several fiction books, several fantasy or even romance books, and I prefer the funny ones, as I already said, and I really like to laugh out loud. I prefer happy endings because real life is hard enough. I don't need this in my fiction. So this is why I read, to really relax in the evening. I read fiction in the evening or later in the day, and I read non-fiction mostly in the mornings. Before work, I always tend to read a little bit. And currently, I read The Case Against Sugar by Gary Taubes, where I can only read about 3% of the book in one sitting because I tend to lose concentration after that. And besides the fact that I need to go to work then. So fiction is much faster. I can even read a whole book in one sitting if it's really, really interesting and not too long. Mostly my books tend to be 250 pages or more. I have read really long books, for example Harry Potter. I mean, there are probably not that much people out there who haven't read Harry Potter, but but I also read novellas, which tend to be much shorter, and because of the novellas I tend to read somewhere between 50 and 90 books during a year. Last year I was at 54 books, but that was due to the fact that I did have real reading slump in the spring last year because I had too much to do besides work and reading, so I didn't get to read as much as I would have liked. Besides, I read a book that was taking me ages to get through. I think it was about 2 months or more that it took me to get through that non-fiction book. It was by Martin Sonneborn, Herr Sonneborn geht nach Brüssel, which I can only recommend to you. It's really, really interesting, but at the same time, it's really, really frustrating. But that's not the one that we are going to talk about now. So, as I said before, I'm a mood reader, which means I tend to switch between books, and depending on my mood that day, I might read up to 3 different books or just one. It totally depends, and if the book really pulls me in, I can read a book of 500 pages within 4 days, which I did with my book recommendation for this month, which is A Winter's Promise by Christelle Dabos. She is a French author, which is really funny because I first heard about the book in English and didn't realize that it's translation. And nonfiction is going to be Finnish by John Acuff. Both books are available at Karlsruhe's library system. You can get the John Acuff book in German language at the Central Public Library, the one in the city. And A Winter's Promise you will find in several libraries. I got the English version from the youth library in the Prince Max Palais, and they also have the French edition and the German edition. So in English they have the first 2 books because that's the only 2 books that are translated to English, and the French is already complete because it's a series of 4 books. The 4th German translation will be out, I think, in May. But anyway, you can get the German, the French, if your French is good enough for it, or the English version at the UB library. And Finnish you can get at the city library. So let's get started with the books, because I think we all need to get on with our lives. Finnish is actually non-fiction, as I already said. You could say it belongs to the self-help genre. And it's talking about how to finish your projects. And I've read this book relatively fast at the start of this year. As a matter of fact, I started in 2019 and finished it as a first book in 2020, which is quite fitting. And it's relatively short, about 200 pages. And it's really funnily written. I did laugh out loud. And its premise is that the starting of a new project or a new hobby or a new degree or something like this is always exciting. It's always easy. The problem that a lot of people have is to finish those projects or this degree or stuff like this. Or books, as in my case. Sometimes I don't finish books because I don't have the time to get through books that are abysmally written or which I don't consider interesting. So Finish is there to help you with this conundrum. And I'm certainly someone who has trouble finishing stuff. And for example, I used to run. I did half marathons. And I always had the problem that even when the finish line was in sight, I wanted to stop. And I really had to push myself to get through the finish line. I don't know why that is. And he has several ideas about why that is, because one is perfection, that he says, that we tend to stop when we see that we can't do something perfect, which does also apply to my problems with finishing stuff, because at the start I'm totally excited and I would love to be perfect in everything. Same goes for this podcasting thing, same goes for everything else. And in our society, we see stuff that is, in social media especially, we see stuff that is finished and it looks perfect. What we don't see is the process to get there. And so we tend to think that we need to be perfect in first go. And if we don't reach this, if we mess up in some kind of way, we tend to stop, or some of us tend to stop and not finish stuff, because then we can say, well, if I would have pressed on and finished it, it would have been perfect, but I didn't, or something like this. We think it's better to stop than to finish stuff. And this is one of the problems. Then there's other things like procrastination. There's things we tend to put too much on our plates, which I learned the hard way 2 years ago or last year, because I started a degree besides working. And at the same time, I also started to do radio shows. And not just one radio show, not just live radio, but I also started a podcast. And in 2018, I could juggle it quite well. And in 2019, I bombed. I had to pull out of doing some of the radio shows. I stopped reading, more or less, or just threw out certain stuff of it, and I stopped doing other stuff. So because I had to pull through the degree, and because I was just completely burned out. So what John Acuff says in this book is also to choose what to do well and what to throw out. And most importantly, don't go in thinking you're going to be perfect in every way. There are going to be days where you just can't help it, when you just don't have the necessary skills or where you don't have the necessary time, but that's okay. You can still pull through, and finishing is better than just pulling out and not finishing your stuff. Because when we look at this from a psychological point of view, it's also this thing that stuff that isn't finished pulls on our consciousness. So we always think about the stuff we didn't finish. As soon as we finished stuff, we forget about it. Which is really, really funny, because I have seen this happening with my stuff. I tend to rush things through and have finished them, and then I completely forget about it. If I haven't written down what I did that day or that month or whatever, it completely slips my mind. And so to get this calm mind, to get through with your stuff, to reach your goals, he has several ideas how to get you through this stuff. And one of this is accept that you won't be perfect all the time, that you need time to build your skills, which is normal. Don't fall into the trap of social media where everything looks pristine and as if somebody did something overnight, because they don't. It takes time. It takes time to write a book. It takes time to get really, really good in any kind of profession or sport. For example, this year we will have the Olympic Games in Japan. Those athletes, you see them there. You see them maybe win the gold medal. But what you don't see is the 10, 20 years of work before. And because it's not interesting to most people, you don't see it. And personally, I tend to fall into this trap too. I, for example, started this podcast 4 times today before recording. I just couldn't get it out. And I admit that there will be cuts in this podcast, because there's always a little bit of stuff like where you need to think, or I need to think before I say something. So pauses will be cut and other stuff, so that it's more interesting and easier to listen to. What you will get will not be perfect, but some of it, some problems, some thoughts that I did have, some words that I said will be cut out for your experience to make this better. So always remember that you will hear stuff that is not the original content. But this doesn't mean that it's fake or something. It just means that it's a development and you need to think about this in a continuing improvement. So I highly recommend this book if you want to get through your stuff, if you want to finish your degree, if you want to finish more books, if you want to, I don't know, get your driving license, or if you want to get better in cleaning your flat, stuff like this. Whatever it is, I highly recommend this book. And it's Finish by John Acuff, and you can get the German book at the city library. Okay, time for the second book, for the fantasy book, which is A Winter's Promise. As I said before, that's a fantasy book by a French author, which I found out after I read it, which was quite funny to me because I didn't know it. And it's really, really good in my opinion. It's a fantasy novel for grown-ups. It's not like Harry Potter, which is for all ages. I think there are some developments which are not exactly middle grade. Yeah. I think middle grade would be too young. Anyway, what I like about this fantasy world is that there are kind of flowing arcs or parts of the earth. So the earth is not anymore in one piece, but it's floating arcs. And all those arcs have different specialities. And our protagonist, Ophelia, is from Anima, but the main story takes place at the pole. And what I really, really like about this book is the fantasy world that they built. And the thing was, I've started reading the first page and I was really, really excited. I mean, it starts out absolutely perfect, in my opinion. And because I like this part so much, I will read to you the first few sentences. It starts at page 15. It's often said of old buildings that they have a soul. On Anima, the arc where objects come to life, old buildings tend mostly to become appallingly bad-tempered. The family archives building, for example, was forever in a foul mood. It spent its days cracking, creaking, tripping, and puffing to express its disgruntlement. It didn't like the drafts that made doors left ajar slam in the summer. It didn't like the rains that clogged up its gutter in the autumn. It didn't like the damp that seeped into its walls in winter. It didn't like the weeds that returned to invade its courtyard every spring. But above all, the archives building didn't like visitors who didn't stick to opening hours. And that's doubtless why, in the early hours of that September morning, the building was cracking, creaking, dripping and puffing even more than usual. It sensed someone arriving when it was still far too early to consult the archives. And that particular visitor didn't even stand at the front door on the steps like a respectable visitor. No, that visitor entered the archives building like a thief, straight from the cloakroom. I have to say, while it switches to another arc, as I said before, to the pole, and the pole is not as weird as Anima, I think it's a really, really good book. And it's quite interesting. It's very political. It tends to follow the female protagonist and how she experiences this other arc. Because she is supposed to marry this other person from the other arc, Fawn. And they hadn't met before. So it's about this relationship between her and Fawn, between her and the new place where she's supposed to live, and how she experiences it. And the thing that's really, really interesting is that she isn't your normal heroine. She's relatively meek. She's not very loud because she runs a museum. So she's very, very thoughtful of things. And she tends to observe things. She isn't at first someone who takes action easily. She tends to observe. And this is definitely true in this book. So her observations and also how she handles things is quite different from what you would expect in a fantasy novel. I quite like her character because usually when you read high fantasy or other stuff, female characters seem to fall into special categories and have different archetypes. And she would be, I think, in another world written by men, she would probably just be a side character, if at all. And I like this about her, about the story, that she is the main character and that she is different from the usual ones. And so I highly, highly recommend this book. It's not laugh out loud funny, as you would maybe expect. There are some funny situations. I personally like her animated scarf, which has its own kind of temper. It's quite funny. She can go through mirrors, which is quite special. And yeah, the other people and the other arc have other specialities. There are beasts. There aren't unicorns, at least not as far as I learned until now. I'm currently reading the second book, The Missing of Claire de Lune, which is a bit different. I have to admit that I have a bit trouble to get really into it. Might be that I still have a book hangover from this one, but I will definitely finish it. And I'm 25% in with Claire de Lune, and that's good, I guess, because then it's also more than 500 pages. This book is roughly 500 pages. Wait a second, let me see. This is 491 pages. So it's not a small book. However, it reads really fast and it's really interesting. So I highly recommend A Winter's Promise by Christelle Dubois. And it's in the series isn't that long with four books. So I think that's manageable. I do have other series where I have read the first five books, I think, from Stephen Erickson, and there's five more books, and those books are, even in mass market paperback, they are about 600 to 800 pages long, so that's huge, and they aren't this funny, and they are more high fantasy, so high fantasy is a lot of war, in my opinion, and they don't like this. Mind you, A Winter's Promise is not exactly free of conflict, but it's interesting. And there is some violence in it, so be aware of that. But nevertheless, it's really, really interesting written, and I highly recommend it. The next episode of this podcast will be on The Case Against Sugar and will be out in April. And because I will travel to Japan, you will get some travel logs. I will visit Booktown when I'm in Tokyo. So there we will get different content for this podcast. Nevertheless, there will be also a recommendation for fiction. And yeah, this is it for today's episode. I hope you will like those books. I hope you will like this podcast, which will be released every month. I definitely read enough for this. There will not be any author interviews because there's another radio show that's on campus radio, and there's enough podcasts out there where they tend to talk to the authors. This podcast is mainly me just telling you about books that I liked, that I read, and I think that's more than enough. And if you like to listen to other good podcasts, I can highly recommend Reading Classes with Mallory O'Mara and Priya Grant, which is also full of book recommendations, but they also talk to authors. They also have an episode of their podcast where they talk to Gail Carriger, which is one of my favorite authors. So, highly recommended. And in case of author interviews, there's also from Monocle 24, a podcast where I don't remember the name, but that Monocle 24 podcast is more high literature, which are mostly books that I don't read. So that's two recommendations. And there is also in the campus radio world, there's a new format which is called Huch ein Buch, and where you can also listen to mystery authors and talk thrillers and stuff like this, which isn't in my wheelhouse. I hope you like this podcast. And we hear each other, well, you hear me, next month. Music is, as always, by Erwin Schmidt. Hear you soon.